Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. Maps of the world fascinate me as global projection and perspective that provide context, even humility, as we consider both our past and our future. A change in the visualization of the world can change the course of history, and we can overlay that history on the perspective chosen and from conclusions drawn, and project a new history going forward. It is simple as realizing the relationship in area, volume, and arrangement of land in the midst of a planetary sea, our blue marble, our water planet, where the essence of ocean and ocean systems determines who, what, where, when, and how we are. The maps indicate the symmetry of division into halves, north and south, east and west, Atlantic and Pacific, geosocial spaces where we execute the collective action that presumptively dare to engage with the natural systems above, on, and below the surface of the sea. Our perspective, for better or for worse, assumes the consummate value, even ascendancy of the West, the Atlantic world that acts as a mirror of our history, our peace and war, our success and failure over time. The East becomes a reflection of that history, as if it serves as a lesser place. It is, of course, co-equal and conjoined in a unified system of action and interaction meteorologically, geographically, ecologically, socially, and politically. It is parallel and connected, and often we ignore that truth. The circumstance contained in today's oceanic world is ample proof. We are connected east to west, west to east by weather systems, trade patterns, communications, technology, migrating species, social interaction, and geopolitical acts such as treaties and financial exchange that threaten, indeed disrupt, the normative systems that support at least the idea of peace and community. We can see it in strategic events today in the Black Sea, the Red Sea, the Straits of Taiwan and Mindanao, the Arctic and Antarctic, and many places elsewhere. These are just the events top of news today. There are many others, mostly invisible, but equally fearsome and disruptive, in which, below the surface, we have also lent a hand. I speak often the rubric, the sea connects all things, but it's important to remember how that same place can be a locus of disconnection, of pain and loss, hostility and destruction, of systems, lives, and hopes for the future. We are fighting water wars. It may be local, industrial dumping in a river. It may be regional, plastic waste polluting a watershed. It may be national, emissions from energy generation and consumption. It may be international, the insatiable harvest of food and health resources across and beyond national jurisdiction. The synergy between Atlantic and Pacific is threatened, and we have yet to find an effective path through the looking glass between them that will restore the symbiosis and service such ocean systems can provide. Step back and spread out the global maps to examine them again. Study the historical projections and perspectives. Overlay the visualization of modern conflict. Understand how the support systems have been challenged and preempted. Lay down patterns of healing, invention, and alternative scenarios. Apply a doctrine of selflessness and co-equality. Imagine yourself in that better, unified place. Enumerate what it would take for you, your family, your neighbors, your community, your nation, and all the structures we have created to address identified problems. Apply your conclusion to your actions at every level. Bring this new perspective and projection to your engagement with the present and the future. Engage your children. Embrace your neighbor. Understand the legitimate needs of the refugees and seekers among us. North, south, west, east, Atlantic, Pacific, mirror, reflection. It is time we follow Alice, climbing through the looking glass to see from in and beyond, where things are reversed, including convention and logic, and we are welcomed into a new reality of our own devising. We cannot be victims. We have the capacity to react and act, imagine and institute change. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is distributed by the Public Radio Exchange and the Pacifica Network for use by college and community radio stations worldwide. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts and at worldoceanobservatory.org, where the full catalog of more than 700 episodes of World Ocean Radio is searchable by theme.